How to be your own new day. I have a free day sandwiched between two work days. This I am not used to having. So, how do I spend a free day sandwiched between two work days? There's no itinerary, so things just approach me at random. What comes to mind? Well, there are things I love, such as Dylan Thomas's A Child's Christmas in Wales, the most profoundly beautiful Christmas story in the English language. There is Dave Brubeck performing with full symphonic accompaniment, Blue Rondo a la Turk. Music can't get much better than this. There's even Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions, just about the coolest teenage cruising tune you can imagine. And It's Not Easy Being Green, performed by Ray Charles and Kermit, brings a tear and a smile. Memories of watching the starry skies within my childhood room, a result of my beautiful Christmas present, a genuine planetarium, is the best feeling ever. Sharing grins with Liz across a freshly prepared dinner of salmon and greens is right on target. Sadly, remembering special people who left us during the year brings special meaning to this lovely meal, this lovely evening. And noting the lonely walkers of the damp city nighttime streets helps focus attention beyond myself. Watching and appreciating the brilliant gleam in the eyes of a little girl who is clutching tight to her chest the perfect book she just selected from the shop's trove of Smurf books is my meditative recreation from yesterday. The Modern Jazz Quartet's rendering of England's Carol is ever locked in memories fond and fun. Reading Valentine Davies' Miracle on 34th Street is a yearly ritual that magnetizes childhood to my electric imagination. Reading Peachy Woodhouse, watching Jerry Seinfeld interview President Obama, seeing Liz glued to her chair during the tied Michigan State game, missing everybody who ever loved me and left me, loving everybody who cares about me right now, appreciating people who love me unconditionally. These things cannot be denigrated or diminished. They remain with me, hopefully, all my days. And one special thing means all the world to me. The privilege of writing all this down, recording it for posterity, leaving behind bits of reminiscences that might bring moments of comfort to some future reader in need of a bit of goodwill or easy familiarity. That helps keep me going. Here's hoping that you too find something equally worth doing on your unexpected day off.